What type of pancakes are you making this year? Personally, I like the Portuguese-style pancakes, malassadas, little yeasted fried donut balls drizzled with homemade syrup or rolled in cinnamon sugar. They are dangerous. I confess, I always overeat when it comes to this type of pancakes. However, today I want to focus on the flat, soft, fluffy pancakes with which most people are familiar. Pancakes are happy food. When you think of pancakes, you think of your childhood. You think of syrup, jam and jelly, butter, eggs and bacon too. The addition of fruits like bananas and berries, as well as little nuggets of chocolate chips, regardless of the type, puts a smile on everyone's face. Pancakes comprise three ingredients: all-purpose flour, a leavening agent, usually baking powder and/or baking soda, and a liquid, milk or buttermilk. The optional addition of eggs, melted butter, sugar, and spices all help to elevate and enhance the flavor of pancakes. Flour. All-purpose flour makes the best pancakes. It offers the desired lightness to the finished product. While you can certainly use other flours, such as whole wheat, for a healthier option, texture-wise, pancakes made with all-purpose flour will always win. Leavening agent. If you are not making your pancake batter with buttermilk, you do not have to use baking soda. The use of baking soda with buttermilk is to create a chemical reaction to the acid in the buttermilk, offering bonus fluffiness to the crumb and rise of the pancake. On the other hand, if you are using milk, then baking powder will do. Use a heaped teaspoon of baking powder for every cup of flour. Liquid. The use of buttermilk adds a nice tangy flavor, and as I have said before, it helps with fluffiness. If you do not have buttermilk, it is easy to make. Bring whole milk, which is full fat milk, to room temperature, and add fresh lime or lemon juice or white vinegar to the milk and let it sit until the milk thickens. The process can take anywhere from half an hour to an hour, depending on your location and temperature. For every cup of milk, use 1 tablespoon of lime juice, lemon juice, or white distilled vinegar. Stir the two ingredients to mix and set it on the countertop or somewhere warm. If you are using milk, use whole milk. You can also use evaporated milk, but I would suggest diluting the evaporated milk before adding it to make the batter. I highly recommend that the ingredients for pancakes be at room temperature. It is the same principle as when making cakes. The warmth contributes to the lightness of the pancakes. Optional, eggs. The addition of eggs and melted butter to pancakes are not necessary. However, if you add eggs, let them be at room temperature too. I'd say use 2 eggs for 3 cups of flour. The eggs can be cracked and whisked with the milk or buttermilk, or you can whisk in the yolks and beat the egg whites to soft peaks and fold it into the batter for light airiness. Batter. The mixing of the batter is what determines the lightness of the cooked pancake. Overmixing causes pancakes to be tough. The more you mix, gluten will form and tightly bind the ingredients. Therefore, you want to mix until just combined. Mix all your dry ingredients together separately, then the wet ingredients, and then combine the two. I see a lot of shows on television where people make the pancakes as soon as they finish mixing the batter. You could do that if you like. However, I have always, and I repeat for emphasis, always found that resting the batter makes a better pancake. They rise better and cook up well. I let the batter rest covered for 15 minutes. This resting allows the flour to hydrate and the leavening agents to activate. Cooking. A nonstick skillet or a seasoned towel works perfectly for pancakes. I like to use my Futura nonstick towel to make mine. It's large, so I can cook two pancakes at a time on it. More if I'm making mini pancakes. Regardless of which type of pan you are using, let it heat up on medium heat and then add your fat of choice, oil or butter. I like to use a neutral oil, saving the butter to eat with the pancakes. I also like the even coloring that oil gives to the pancakes and the fact that you do not need to use a lot of it to cook the pancakes, especially on a nonstick surface. The pan is ready when a drop of water sizzles and evaporates quickly. I use a measuring cup for the batter so that I can get even-sized pancakes. My preferred measurement is 1/4 cup, but at times I would use a 1/3 measuring cup too. One of the things I like about cooking pancakes is that it tells you when it is ready to be flipped. Bubbles form on the surface and the edges look set. Optional. Flavorings and add-ins. A pinch of spices such as cinnamon, cardamom, and nutmeg can be added, as well as essence or extracts like vanilla, mixed or almond, to boost the flavor of your pancakes. Some people like their pancakes with a hint of sweetness, so they add a little sugar in the dry ingredients before turning it into a batter. Fresh fruits like bananas, berries, chocolate chips and nuts can be added for extra flavor and texture. Actually, I just had an idea for an add-in. If it is successful, I'll tell you about it next week. Serving. Eat your pancake the way you like and want to, stacked or single layer. Butter and syrups are traditional. If you're having them for breakfast, then bacon, sausages, eggs, and ham are all good accompaniments. What I like to do sometimes is grate cheese and have it on standby. As soon as a pancake is done cooking, I rub it with butter and sprinkle on grated cheese and then top it with another hot pancake. The cheese in between melts, sandwiching the pancakes. So good. You know, all this talk about pancakes has made me hungry. Whichever type of pancake you make, be sure to enjoy.